sitting high atop a mountain is a thing. And on top of that thing is a guy with another thing that he is holding. But that thing isn't just anything, and that guy isn't just any guy. He is the 2 zillion-year-old hippie. And he has the answers for those who dare to ask the magnificent questions. Bring him your magnificent questions.
Hey, hey, everybody, it's me, the 2 zillion-year-old hippie, and what can I tell you? We're back here on home base at the Big Rock Candy Mountain, just chilling out. A little bit too much adventure here in the last 2-3 months. I think we're just going to keep it close to home and just deal with the magnificent questions, man. Besides, our production budget was getting really out of hand, so this is going to keep everything a little bit more copacetic, if you know what I mean. But here is the news that everybody is really interested in. You'll be glad to know that we sent Cynthia off for repairs, and she's just come back shiny and good as ever, and I know everybody's going to be thrilled to have you back. Say hey to everybody, Cynthia.
Hello, hippie. Hello, everyone. It is good to be back.
Oh, it is great to have you back, man. I know some scary moments there, but quite the adventure getting flipped from female to male and back again. Not a lot of people have made that sort of transformation.
It was an interesting experience, but I'd rather be me.
Well, of course, you'll always be the same groovy gal on the inside. Still, Cynthia, we're very happy to have you back. I know the listeners have missed your lovely voice here coming over with the magnificent questions.
Thanks.
And hey, man, they didn't just fix you, but they fixed you up. You've got several new snazzy features, it looks like, there.
Cynthia 2.0.
Well, that's great, man. You know my motto, everything always works out. Maybe not for the best, but definitely out. Anyway, you got any mag cues for us there, Cynthia?
Yes. Here's the first magnificent question. Sandra wants to know, why is weed better than an elephant?
Oh, sure, man. That question makes sense to me. Let me take a crack at it. It's an old story from India, man. There's a group of blind men, and they touch an elephant to learn what it's like. And each blind man touches a different part of the elephant, like the side or the tusk or the leg. And then they compare notes on what they felt, and of course they're in complete disagreement. Now, here's why weed is better. You give 8 blind men weed, they'll all agree it's cool. They'll probably even figure out how that elephant works. It's the way to go, man.
Hey there, hippie. Haven't heard from me in a while, but this is the Bronze Apprentice. The reason I'm Skype-a-phoning you is because I'm wondering. Right now, I'm drinking me some good old Colorado moonshine and vaping away at some sour D. And I was just thinking about it, thinking, what is a still, but something that's vaporizing alcohol at, I believe, and I may be wrong about this, I've had quite a bit of moonshine, but I believe that it's around 180 degrees Celsius that our good friend alcohol becomes a vapor. I think 180 degrees Celsius is around the temperature that THC becomes a vapor. If I load up my still with a with say a pound or so of good old ganja and 40 gallons of undistilled alcohol, will I get the most potent psychoactive beverage ever created by man? Or will I just blow myself up? That's my question, and I'm hoping that you can tell me before I either A, blow myself up, or B, blow myself out of this universe with the most psychedelic drink ever created.
Bronze Apprentice, interesting concept, but looking into it, I don't believe there is too much there. In fact, somebody recently manufactured a alcohol vaporizing machine that they tried to sell to some bars and apparently didn't do very well. They ended up sending them back. They said it took 20 minutes to do a shot, so probably not the thing you're looking for, although it's not stopping some local politicians from already announcing they're planning on passing a law against it, because nothing's so stupid you can't pass a law against it, I guess. But no, man, I believe we've already found the best delivery system for alcohol.
Oh, well, darling, would you please forgive me for while I cannot love myself? I'll use something else.
Hey, we got Sancho and his friend Extina here on the old Skype-a-phone. What's up, guys?
We were talking about nitrous in the Ready Whip cans.
Yeah.
Now, everybody knows you suck the nitrous out of those things. That's like the propellant that helps the, what is it called? Whipped cream? Yeah.
The whipped cream.
Yeah. Nitrous propels the whipped cream. It shoots the cream out of the can.
Get the cream out of the can.
So anyway, hippie, here's the question, man. We've heard rumors that there is an even stranger hallucinogenic / psychedelic / whatever drug propellant gas in Cheese Whiz cans. And X of the Tina has experimented with a drug and has never been the same since. So, hippie, could you tell us what it is? What is the hallucinogenic propellant found in Cheese Whiz?
I love that G-Wiz. My, my, oh my. There are things we could do. I could say I love you, but all I can say is
she's saying Cheese Whiz, man? That'd be freaky. So I've been doing some research on this Cheese Whiz inhalant thing, and I'll be honest, man, I can't find nothing. Nobody I talk to knows anything about it. The DMT elves say it's news to them. I'm really not sure where to go with this, man. It's a merest coincidence that the propellant in whipped cream is nitrous, man. They would use something else if they could, but nitrous has kind of a sweet taste, and everything else makes the cream taste kind of metallic. So it's really just a happy coincidence. But in general, the hippie has a big no inhaling propellant policy. I think that's a lot of the big problem with weed being illegal is you got a lot of people doing a lot of crazy stuff that they shouldn't be doing. And also, I have a policy of not really wanting to get much closer to Cheese Whiz than is necessary. So I hate to harsh anybody's high, man, but I cannot get behind the whole Cheese Whiz inhalant thing, man. Stick to whipped cream. It's cooler all around.
Hey, hippie. Kind of a simple question, but may end up being more complicated than I expect. I'm eating a watermelon right now, just in case you're wondering where this question came from. Anyway, I'm sitting here eating this watermelon thinking, damn, watermelon's good. And I was thinking, why is watermelon so damn good? And I thought, who would know? Yeah, hippie, what's up with watermelon? Why is it so amazing? And why does it make my stomach feel so terrible when I've eaten half a watermelon?
Ah, watermelon, yes, a juicy topic. You know, we've been enjoying delicious watermelons for a long time, man. They found watermelon seeds in King Tut's tomb. How's that for classy? I do enjoy a nice watermelon. You know, the watermelon rind is edible. You can pickle it, which is how I enjoy it. As for why the watermelon's so delicious, well, you know, it is about 6% sugar, and they are naturally cool and delicious. However, it's probably one of the worst fruits to try to make a bong out of. You would think watermelon, you could make a bong out of it, but it's not. It's a big sloppy mess, and the watermelon stinks. Just save yourself the trouble. Learn from my experience, man. The state of Oklahoma in 2007 made watermelon the state vegetable. Yeah, I know, it's a fruit. Apparently they let six-year-olds make this decision. I'm not sure, man.
I want to be your watermelon. Let me sing into your radio. Let me be the yeast inside your bread. Let me be the new thought inside your head.
Hey, hippie, why would Jesus choose to reveal himself on a piece of toast? Just wondering.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Uh-oh.
Bronze Apprentice, if that is your real name, what is wrong with toast? Why would our Lord not wish to reveal himself through the magnificence of toast? Have you ever really looked at bread as it toasts? If you are stoned enough, it's a damn miracle. Jesus should be thrilled to reveal himself through toast. Not French toast, of course, but real toast. What, are you a muffin man? I bet that's it, Muffin Apprentice. You are lucky I'm not there. I brand Jesus on your ass. Don't think you are safe from me. I would unplug all your appliances before you go to sleep. Especially the toaster.
All right, Cynthia, you know, I'm sure that this was really more of an academic issue, and he didn't mean anything in particular about toast. He probably just meant, you know, why does he reveal himself in window panes and other kind of weird stuff like that. I'm sure he didn't mean anything in particular bad about toast. Nobody here is trying to be blasphemous, man. I mean about toast. Or anything else, really, but especially about toast. Bronze Apprentice, I would take her seriously about unplugging your toaster before you go to sleep, man.
Hello, Tuesday and Gerald Hippie. This is Skulls FB from Grow Report Forum. My magnificent question is why do kids draw their letters? My daughter is 5. She's learning how to write all her letters, but instead of writing them, she draws everything. When does it stop becoming drawing and start becoming writing?
Well, for the Chinese man, the answer is never. That's why they got 2,000 characters in the full Chinese script, man. A lot of those are actually originally drawings of things that have sort of morphed into characters over the centuries. But absolutely, absolutely, you can see how literal pictures of things would be the simplest way to form a language. And if we didn't have so many different things, man, it would it'd be pretty cool. But but we got too much stuff, too many things, and we got to figure out a way to put it all together, which is letters, and letters are pretty cool, man. What am I going to say? I'm a big font fan anyway, so what can I say? I dig the kerning and the letting, man.
Why don't you write me? I'm out in the jungle. I'm hungry to hear you. Maybe I'm lost, but I
Hey, hippie. Let's say, just hypothetically, that you've forgotten a question. Maybe a magnificent one. And you're trying to think of it. You know, you've forgotten what you were going to say, and you just can't quite figure out what you were going to say, and, well, you feel like a real idiot. You know, what kind of remedies are there to help remind you of what you had meant to say, just for future reference?
Well, I know one question I bet you wish you had forgotten, man, which was when you blasphemed Dose there a minute ago. But before I get Cynthia on us both, I don't know. What were you talking about? I forgot.
I would like to know if Sancho is a puppet.
Puppet man! Puppet man! Puppet man!
Baby, you know it's true. I'm a puppet just for you. I'd do any little thing you say. I wouldn't have it any other way. Take my heart and take my soul. I'm giving you complete control. If you want to see me do my thing, baby, pull my string now. Huh. Yeah.
Puppet man. Puppet man.
Baby, I'm your sweet cat. I'm just your personal marionette. Wind me up and let me go. Don't you know I'm a one-man show? Raise your finger and I'll perform. I crack a jack till the crack of dawn. Now if you wanna see me do my thing, but well, baby, pull my string. Yeah. Ba 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 ba.
So a Sancho puppet, well, you know, who among us is truly free? But yeah, I'm afraid I see a few strings hanging off the boy. Lots of forces pulling on our Sancho from many, many different directions. But, you know, that's true of everybody. What you gonna do? The real question is can Sancho, like Tom Jones, crack a jack till the crack of dawn? I don't know what that means, but it sounds cool.
Hey, hippie. I'm just wondering, why do we use things like ibuprofen, Tylenol, or, I don't know, burn cream or anything like that, when really there are things much more effective at what those pharmaceuticals do, like, you know, marijuana for the first two or an aloe plant for the other? Like, recently I kind of burned myself, and I just went to my aloe plant, thanked it for a little bit of aloe, and, you know, I was pretty well where I would be if I were using an over-the-counter burn cream. So what happened in history? Just, you know, I was wondering if there's anything that you noticed in the past about 1,000 years or so that caused us to use a little pill instead of a beautiful flowering green plant.
Time goes by, as we all know, naturally. People come and people go, naturally. Let's be natural.
Certainly agree, man, that, you know, as we've gotten a little better with technology and started to have a little bit better understanding about the world, we've started to think that we're smarter than nature, and that's always a big mistake. On the other hand, ye old hippie gets a little bit of the gout in his big toe sometimes, and I gotta say, if Reefer would fix that, I would never have that problem. Sometimes, man, especially, you know, in cases of pain killing, those pills are just a thing. I don't know what to say. I don't think your personality resides in those things. I don't think happiness resides in those things. I don't think any kind of real knowledge or understanding resides in those things. But if your big toe is hurting, man, sometimes it's just the ticket.
Yeah, people cry, laugh and sing naturally. Let's be natural.
The Hippie wants your magnificent questions. Email him at 2zillionhippie@gmail.com. Call him on the Skype phone. Zillion Hippie is his address. Catch his shows at Podomatic. Thanks for listening. Stay groovy.